for bringing together the monitoring and implementation tracking information. And this TMDL implementation plan relies on an adaptive management approach. The San Lorenzo River drains an area of 138 square miles in northern Santa Cruz County, and it's about a third of the total county area. The predominant land uses are roads and timber production zones, and also urban and rural residential areas. The San Lorenzo River, along with the other listed water bodies, are shown here in yellow. We are currently tracking year one of implementation of the TMDL. Tracking and monitoring consists of the following aspects: implementation tracking and numeric target monitoring, which we are proposing to be folded into a comprehensive monitoring program. And in order to best understand our approach, I'll be reviewing the TMDL requirements and the timeframes laid out in the TMDL, which was adopted last year, along with specific tracking and monitoring components that will provide information necessary to determine the progress and ultimate achievement of the TMDL. During year one of implementation, we've met with implementing parties to determine status of implementation progress, and we'll be meeting with the San Lorenzo River Technical Advisory Committee with additional implementing parties again in January. We'll be adopting a comprehensive monitoring program, which includes monitoring to demonstrate when the TMDL and the aquatic life beneficial uses are protected. We'll be establishing time schedules, milestones of TMDL actions, some of which may be documenting existing grant submittals or numbers of violations of environmental codes. This year, we're also developing a format for reporting for the implementing parties to use for reporting to us during the third year of implementation and every 3 years thereafter. The annual review will provide a basis to evaluate ongoing progress of existing implementation efforts and make recommendations for additional measures as necessary. Every third year, Regional Board staff will evaluate compliance with and adequacy and appropriateness of the numeric targets in the context of the other existing monitoring efforts and in conjunction with results from tracking the progress of the implementation actions. From these data, we will be able to make determinations of compliance and consider modifying the TMDL, such as the numeric target values and implementation and monitoring plans. The time frame for TMDL achievement is 25 years, which is the year 2028. The implementation actions, which are included in the TMDL, address the problem of sediment control in the San Lorenzo River watershed. Implementation tracking determines whether or not the identified management actions are undertaken. Our review to date, which is summarized in your packet, indicates that implementing parties have made significant progress on implementing the actions in the TMDL and have made a commitment to continue to pursue implementation. This can be illustrated by current efforts towards implementing several of the TMDL actions. This photo shows some of the problem areas from private roads in the San Lorenzo River watershed. The Santa Cruz County Resource Conservation District is implementing the cost-share implementation of erosion and sediment control best management practices for private roads in the San Lorenzo River watershed program, and this is funded by a 319H grant. Here are some of the before and after photos of road drainage improvement projects. Accomplishments of the cost share program include facilitating a photo monitoring training for participating road associations to monitor the success of their projects, which is conducted by the Coastal Watershed Council. Last year, the RCD assisted landowners in implementing four drainage improvement road improvement projects. By far the greatest coverage to private landowners is public outreach and education. The RCD conducts workshops, public tours, technical trainings, and has a newsletter that reaches more than 90% of the individuals in the county service areas, formal and informal road associations in the San Lorenzo River watershed. We believe that implementing the TMDL actions and tracking their progress should be the primary focus to protect water quality and the associated beneficial uses. Also on private roads, the county is developing a strategy for more effective enforcement of county code violations pertaining to erosion and sediment. They've reorganized their enforcement unit structure. They've assigned staff for on-site monitoring and to coordinate interdepartmental duties. The county is tracking the number of violations of county codes and enforcement actions, such as the grading, erosion control, and riparian protection. And this is to report to us every 3 years. Another one of the TMDL actions is to evaluate the need to revise erosion control provisions and grading regulations and erosion control ordinances for the county and the cities of Scotts Valley and the city of Santa Cruz. And this is in process, or the municipalities have already revised their ordinances. The municipalities also need to comply with our stormwater program. All municipalities have submitted draft stormwater management plans to us. And there are three TMDL actions that directly relate to the development of stormwater management plans to address public and private roads. The stormwater program relies on education and outreach to landowners to reduce sediment discharge from private lands, and the Regional Board of Stormwater staff are reviewing the stormwater management plans to incorporate TMDL actions more explicitly. This brings us to what additional efforts are going on to reduce sediment from public roads. Numerous TMDL actions relate to reducing sediment from public roads. There are quite a few efforts that are going on, and these include developing a public road best management practices program. Fishnet 4C has developed a manual called Guidelines for Protecting Aquatic Habitat for Salmon Fisheries for County Roads Maintenance, and BMPs are included in this manual. County Public Works has developed a public and private road operations manual, erosion control manual, to be completed January of 05 next month. The county has developed a public roads maintenance best management practice manual, and they've completed that, and they've trained staff to implement it. Also included in the stormwater management plans are pollution prevention and good housekeeping measures on public roads, such as road repair and maintenance and staff trainings. And the regional board staff, as with the private roads, they're reviewing the stormwater management plan to incorporate the TMDL actions a bit more explicitly. Additionally, the county is conducting the San Lorenzo River Road-Related Erosion Assessment and Prevention Project funded by the Department of Fish and Game. The GIS database includes culvert crossing, size, shape, conditions, and fish passage barriers, along with a prioritization scheme. And this project is nearly complete for 120 miles of county roads. Other state agencies, such as the California Department of Forestry and Caltrans, have also inventoried roads in their jurisdiction. And the Santa Cruz Park District is conducting a road-related erosion and sediment assessment. And lastly, the County Public Works has located a permanent spoil site, and they did that in March of this year. Here's some of the photos from the County Public Works Departments of road improvements. Here are a few more photos illustrating the county's efforts to address public roads. Implementing parties have made significant progress on implementing these and other TMDL actions and have made a commitment to continue to pursue implementation. So we'll be tracking their progress with implementing the actions along with monitoring progress.
Katie, could you just back up to the previous slide and just describe the previous one to that and just describe a little bit about what we're looking at?
Okay, these are these were provided by the County of Public Works. There are three different sites with BMPs that were implemented to prevent drainage from coming directly off the roads into the creek.
Which one are you? Well,
bottom left, especially.
The bottom left one. It's sort of hard to see with the lights. There are some plantings that went in along there, and
Are there names for, are these three different BMP types?
They're three different locations. I don't have the specific names on me, although I could get those for you.
No, in terms of what the BMPs are themselves, would you categorize them some way. I don't know, bank stabilization or I don't know, what would you call that?
Well, I would say that the riparian planting is on the bottom, and then they've revegetated the sides, and they've put in, looks like the netting along here to stabilize the bank, because you can see the trees, you can see the creek would be right directly adjacent to the slope there. And we have John Ricker here, too, if he wanted to add anything, if I'm not being descriptive enough.
This one here, the drainage comes down here, and then it looks like it's diverted down here with the plastic lining, so it doesn't erode the slope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And these look like they're some kind of protection, yeah, shoring for the slope. Because we're looking kind of straight down the wall here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. How permanent is the one on the far right?
Well, I think what happens is the vegetation grows through there, and that that stays. That.
Yeah,
can you use the microphone?
They're pointing out that. Do you have the laser? Those little sticks are actually intended to grow into trees right here. Those are actually willow wattles or willow sprouts that will grow up into enormous bushes, probably. So I would expect they anticipate this to be semi-permanent, you know? I can't imagine anything as permanent in the world, but.
The stakes go into the bank 3 to 4 feet, and so the 1 foot you see sticking out are the 8 inches. They try to get those to root in the bank. They try to drive them into where they think it will be wet, and you create sort of a rooted matting that grows up underneath, and then you have the vegetation growing up on top, so eventually the vegetation takes place and maintains the bank stable once the jute netting dissolves or gets absorbed back into the environment.
Thanks. Does that help?
Yeah. And the next, was there another slide?
Okay.
That one. What's happening on the right?
Well, they've put straw there to prevent the bare soil from being exposed in the event of rain and runoff. It helps to prevent the soil from traveling down the bank. And it looks like they've put in some vegetation also along there.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. And I mentioned we do have John Ricker here. If there's any specific, you're familiar with any of these specific sites, then he can jump in at any point in time, not to put you on the spot. Thanks. Okay, so along with tracking implementation progress, we'll be monitoring progress. And the TMDL identifies several components of a comprehensive monitoring plan. It'll provide information to determine TMDL attainment. This includes stream bed and habitat monitoring, determine if and when beneficial uses are protected. This information will be evaluated along with existing information, including fisheries, turbidity and project effectiveness data, and as mentioned, in conjunction with results from tracking the implementation actions. So staff are proposing the numeric target monitoring throughout the San Lorenzo River watershed and the tributaries as part of the TMDL. And first we consider what is the question that we are asking and trying to answer by this monitoring, and it's when and where are aquatic life beneficial uses protected. The numeric targets consist of 4 in-stream parameters, and we are currently looking for funding for this monitoring.
I have a question on that.
Yes.
On the funding for the monitoring.
Yes.
When you say you're looking for the funding for monitoring, what does that mean? Does that mean that somebody like the county is looking for funding, the city is looking for funding, the Coastal Watershed Council is looking for funding, and you're helping, or?
Regional board staff. We are in the TMDL obligated to monitor the numeric
right.
targets, at least in the
but
beginning.
You're not budgeted for it.
No, we're not budgeted for it.
So
and it's a triannual on a 3-year basis, and so we're looking to have funding for that. Mm-hmm. And the county would be someone we would look to. There's other
and you mean you want funding for board staff to be able to do it, for more, to hire board staff, or to pay other entities to do the monitoring?
It could be either way. I mean, it could be board staff, or it could be somebody else doing it. What we want is, you know, the trained staff, of whether it would be our staff or someone else, to do it and have it be consistent. And it's not something that could be done on a volunteer monitoring
right,
program type
right,
of
basis. No. So, again, to echo what I said this morning, or I guess it was this morning, if there's something that staff thinks that board members could do to help with that funding, that, you know, I would really be very happy to help with that. It's important, and it's really very disappointing and frustrating to you, I'm sure, to know that this monitoring needs to be done, mm-hmm. but the funds aren't there. So call on us to help. I don't exactly know what form that help might take, but
thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's also kind of a worrisome situation that we have a TMDL here that clearly relies on monitoring to verify the whole thing is working, and you know, we might well have the rest of the system working fine, but the monitoring not be there.
Which is not a reproach to staff.
No, it's not.
It's a reproach to the state of California.
Many of our TMDLs, all of them have a monitoring component, and so this is not unique in
yes.
that
and
no
most,
funding
I think, of all TMDLs are not funded for implementation yet.
Right.
Is that correct?
Well, there's...
I mean, that whole...
Lisa,
I mean, one of the most important phases.
There's funding for me to track year one of implementation. So
right.
I guess there is a bit, but not...
But generally, generally
yeah. Yeah,
funds have not been allocated mm-hmm. to do TMDL implementation.
There's a portion of our overall budget, BCP 81 is what it's called, and we're allowed to pursue implementation on a limited basis. Most TMDL funds right now are still developing or devoted to developing TMDLs,
right.
not implementing.
Right.
Not just the way it is. We have to do something about the way it is.
No, that's okay. I appreciate that. So some of the existing monitoring efforts in the Big Basin Hydrologic Unit area will be very helpful in evaluating and determining the TMDL progress and beneficial use protection. Excuse me. These include fisheries population monitoring that's ongoing by the City of Santa Cruz and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration fisheries, turbidity trend monitoring that the City of Santa Cruz is conducting, and project effectiveness monitoring, which consists of assessing specific erosion control projects that's required of many grant projects. So in summary, regional board staff will evaluate implementation progress per the established timeframes. We'll be monitoring 4 in-stream habitat stream bed numeric targets on a triennial basis, granted there's funding for it, and review the results of tracking the numeric target monitoring in the context of the other monitoring efforts with results from tracking the TMDL actions. So all of these things together are part of the tracking and monitoring. And during each 3-year review, regional board staff will consider changes to the implementation and monitoring plan as necessary. Monitoring, you have a question?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. To sum up, monitoring satisfies an important requirement of the TMDL and our mission as an agency, and we believe that this strategy will inform an adaptive approach to protecting the beneficial uses from sediment impacts on the San Lorenzo River.
This would be a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you were looking at any 12-month period, how many times in that 12-month period do you think you would want monitoring to happen? So here, what I'm really asking is, how seasonal or episodic mm-hmm. do you think the monitoring would be? So I'm trying to think about whether monitoring can be done meaningfully in one season, or a kind of bookends of a season, the wet season, or if it's something that you would absolutely have to do continuously throughout the year.
Well, the numeric target monitoring, and my colleagues may want to tag on to this, but the numeric target monitoring, the foreign stream parameters, wouldn't be on a monthly basis. It would be all done at the same time, and then once every 3 years, and we'd look at long-term trends, it would be done during lower flow periods, so there's access to the stream bed.
Uh-huh. Would it be possible for staff, without it becoming a very onerous burden, to develop a short document that would identify tasks, sites, and costs for what we might call the minimum monitoring, implementation monitoring that you would like to see?
Well,
I would really find that very useful.
As part of the TMDL, we need to develop a comprehensive monitoring program, and there already is a monitoring plan as part of the TMDL that has reaches identified in it and the frequencies of monitoring. So the comprehensive monitoring program will be talking about pulling from that and then adding much of this information. So I think that document might already exist.
Well, but does it get down to the point where you could actually give it to a contractor and say, no, see, that's what I'm after. I guess what I'm trying to come up with is a range of dollar figures per year.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutally what I'm trying to do, and I would find that very helpful.
Dr. Press, do you want to try to get funding yourself for this particular project?
Yes.
Through the university or something
Well,
like that?
Really, I am.
Okay.
I would like to have a document that I could go take in hand and go to mm-hmm. funding sources, or possibly to colleagues on the campus to fold into other kinds of research. If you get creative, you can do research and teaching together that also collects data. If you're careful, if you're specific, I don't know. I'm trying to think broadly here, because mm-hmm. this has to be done. It's not going to, I don't know how or when the funding's going to happen, but it would help me be an advocate for you if I had mm-hmm. that kind of information.
That's we all. Estimated between $30,000 and $50,000 each year that sampling was done, and that would take two staff level people going out in the field and collecting the data, analyzing the data, and assimilating it, and having some kind of a report that they could put together explaining the outcomes.
Well, that's not six figures. So
no, it's not. And it's every 3 years. Something that uh-huh. would be important to consider is a long-term commitment, so there's consistency
right.
Of field personnel over time.
And you would feel, if the Coastal Watershed Council had the money, I don't want to identify anybody in particular, but mm-hmm. if a competent third party had could pick it up, that would be all right.
I think so. Is everybody in agreement?
Yeah, part of the process that Mark and I have been working on has been to refine the protocols that we'll be using for
right.
the numeric target monitoring, and the purpose of that is, in fact, to have a document that we can share with potential contractors or third parties who might perform some of the monitoring.
Okay, thank you.
That concludes my presentation. Unless there's other questions. Okay. Howard Kolb's going to be presenting next on the status of timber activities